K-State Nation, what is going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, coming to you on this Sunday, folks, May 20th, 2022. And this update regards to the NCAA tournament concerning our ladies, K-State women, we are advancing to the next round in the NCAA tournament. Yesterday, knocking off Washington State, the 8-9 matchup, K-State came in there as the ninth seed in this tournament here in the Bridgeport region, and they knocked off Washington State yesterday morning by a score of 50-40 after a very, very slow start in this basketball game. When I was running in the 10K yesterday, from what I've heard, I think one of the stations was playing the K-State game, and K-State started off this game really slow. I did not watch this game, end up watching this game because I was too busy talking with other folks in Manhattan after 10K, which I'll give that a whole different podcast on Monday. I'm planning on doing that. But absolutely, K-State started off this game a little bit slow on a slow start here. They got into one of their scoring droughts a little bit. But as the game went on, especially in the second half, K-State really locked down Washington State. That defense that I've talked about all year long, especially in the first half. They really locked down Washington State and held one of their best shooters to 0-10, something like that. Yesterday morning, they do it again, right? El Galay was absolutely a monster in his basketball game, right? And for the, I believe, let's see if I can get my tab here to go down. Yeah, obviously they know their opponent. We'll get to that here in a second here. But obviously, Ayoka Lee, absolutely a monster. She was a one girl working crew again for this team. 20th double double this year by 5-0. Huge defensive effort there. Again, 50-40 against Washington State there. Yesterday, Lee, 20 points. She was 10 of 12 from the field and from the free throw line. That also, she collected 15 rebounds. She was an absolute, nobody couldn't stop her on the boards, obviously. With that, she is the sixth player in history of the Big 12 with 20 or more double-doubles in a season. And with Ayoka Lee's 20 points, Lee became the second player in K-State women's basketball history to score 700 or more points in a single season. And again, this name keeps coming back up here. Brittany Chambers and her school record, 778 points in the 2012-13 season there as well. Depending on how far K-State goes, obviously they're going to have a big challenge ahead of them on Monday afternoon. But that's going to be, she's going to come close to that unless she somehow goes off again against their opponent on Monday afternoon, which again, I'll get to that momentarily on this podcast. She has been amazing. And this group of girls, obviously it's well noted, they're going to all be coming back next year. getting this win, again, this NCAA experience, it's going to pay off down the road somewhere, down the road, hopefully next year. In the second half, you got to give K-State a lot of credit, making the right adjustments and giving Washington State different look, apparently, in this one, having Rebecca Dollinger on the floor, and she was surprisingly aggressive to the basket. We have not seen that, or at least I haven't seen that. I looked at the highlights yesterday. I'm going to go back through them again, but that's the first time from my recent memory that she has been that aggressive I know she's a dangerous 3-point shooter, and she struggled from out there yesterday. But you know, there, that's what you have to do. It's all about game adjustments, because teams are going to look at your film prior to that, and they're going to do what they can. If they don't see what they have seen, that's when you can gain somewhat of an advantage on your opponent. Jeff Mitty and crew did what they needed to do there. Huge adjustments there to make there in the second half there, obviously, as well. Defensively, K-State was outstanding. 20% held the Lady Cougars to 20% in the entire second half. 0-13 from downtown. The Cougars were in 2-18 the fourth quarter of this game. The only double-digit feat. This was amazing. The only double-digit score that the Lady Cougars had in this game came in the second quarter with 15. They won that quarter 15-12 in that game. Again, K-State had a comeback from deep hole, kind of a deeper hole. I said it all week long, and including the preview show Friday night. You cannot get behind, and that's what K-State did. If you fall behind against the number one seed NC State on Monday, it's a wrap. So hey, it is what it is. But hey, today we're to celebrate it and get ready for the number one seed NC State, which is a rematch from early this year. Very intriguing, very rare. Well, obviously, you know, you get a non-conference opponent. You see them twice in a calendar seasonal year, right? This is one of those rare times you get the rematch. You're always going to play your Big 12 team twice, right? But you're going to get this team again, NC State, 30-3, number one seed in this Bridgeport tournament, and NC State has home court advantage. So you got that going against them, kind of like last night when I watched the rest of the Gonzaga-Memphis game, and that home court, not necessarily home court, but when a team is close to their home and home court, yeah, you can tend to feel that, and you definitely felt that. If that game's somewhere else, Memphis might pull the upset there, but they did not. Gonzaga's moving on. And, of course, the defending national champions, Baylor Bears, got ousted from the NCAA tournament yesterday while I was away from a TV screen. That was probably one of the best games of the day. North Carolina, they could have folded the tent there after blowing a 25-point lead. Instead, they battled back at an overtime and shut down Baylor there and knock out the defending champions from repeating. So we're going to have a new champion in the 2021-22 season in men's basketball. On the other side, back to K-State there. 40 points K-State gave up, set a school record for the fewest points allowed in an NCAA tournament game, surpassing the previous low of 44 by Drexel, going back to 09 of March, folks. the Wildcats trailed the most of this game by 7 points as well. And Riley Glenn, the other Wildcat were only ladies to get in double digits. And Riley Glenn was amazing in her first NCAA tournament game. She sparked this rally yesterday as well. Riley Glenn, obviously, one of the 2022 Big 12 All-Freshman Team selection. 14 points, and with that 14 points, tallied off her 10th game, in which she scored in double digits there as well. Just pull up box score here. Yeah, thereafter, Riley Glenn, she was only 3 of 11, but she was key to the Cats comeback yesterday. 14 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist for her. And going back to the lead, she did this double-double despite foul trouble. 4 fouls she gave up. She was called on yesterday as well. So again, Ava Lee definitely is the star of this team. no doubt. And I said, somebody else outside of Serena Sundell in Ilgley, they're going to have to step up the game a little bit. And that was answered, at least in round one of the NCAA tournament. Bradley Delane with 14 points. Yeah, Serena Sundell, speaking of, only had five points in this ball game, 4 rebounds and 2 assists. She was only 2 of 7 from the field. Yeah, Rebecca Dollinger. I did not expect her to get that many minutes, to be honest with you. I expected Mackie and Simone Goodrich to get the load. Instead, Jeff Mitty went to the well out of center field. Rebecca Dollinger, 30 minutes in round one. That's probably the most of the year for Rebecca Dollinger, a transfer from Sydney coming here this year. 4 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. 1 of 7 from the field. She did not hit any of her shots for three, over three as well. So, yeah, unlikely star there in Dollinger yesterday, along with Bradley Glenn. You know, Bradley Glenn's been doing it all year, but Jalen Blake did not score. Yeah, she did not score in the ball game yesterday. And Emily Ebert had 5 points, 2 rebounds. She was only 2 of 7 from the field. It was 1 of 2 from 3 in 14 minutes. So definitely Jeff Mitty's making the change there to go with Dollinger to have her play big as she did. Yeah, the unlikely of heroes in the NCAA tournament. You're gonna get those. The unexpected, expect the unexpected in the NCAA tournament. And Rebecca Dollinger, half of that. I know Eagle Lee was huge, humongous yesterday, but you gotta give credit to Bradley Glenn and Rebecca Dollinger for their key moments in the game, as well as K-State shut down defensively Washington State, the 8-9 matchup. We are moving on to the round of 32, where now K-State has the task of trying to knock off the number one seed in the Bridgeport region, which is NC State, 30-30. Excuse me, 30-3. My goodness, too many 30s in there. I apologize. 30-3, NC State, Lady Wolfpack on the year. And these two teams met all the way back November 19th of 2021 this year. And NC State beat K-State 90-69. And since then, well, both these teams at that point were 4-1. And since then, obviously, NC State has only lost twice in this one. You got to remember, K-State played in probably 2 good quarters in its game against NC State. The first time, they were locked up, tied out after the first quarter, 19-all. And then NC State went to work on them. But, you know, they played the Cats now, all right now. They played 2 good quarters on them now. This one in Serena Sundell had 21 against the Wolfpack back in November as well. Ava Lee had a double-double in this one, 19 and 11 rebounds in that one as well. Bradley Glenn came off the bench in this ball game with 7-3. Yeah, 3 assists. No, that's Rebecca Dollinger, 7 and 2 rebounds. And then, of course, Rebecca Dollinger had 3 points in some kind of cleanup duty there. So that's all the way back there. And that's the starting lineup, which featured Laura Mackey and Simone Goodrich. So, and now you flip the script here. You have the Glenn twins / sisters and Emily Ebert back in the starting lineup, which that lineup has been, we've been seeing that lineup since, I believe, Oklahoma there as well. So yeah, definitely things have changed, but things have stayed the same with Lee and Sundell. Hopefully you're gonna get that same production from Serena Sundell. They're gonna even have a shot to shock the world, knock off NC State on Monday afternoon. They're gonna need more production from her. 5 points. I don't want to rain on parade a little bit, but 5 points. Just looking forward now. That's not going to get it done So I'm pretty sure NC State's gonna have gameplay. We already know this, so but I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on tomorrow afternoon. This game going down, NC State round of 32, excuse me now, for as I try to do the two things at the same time. Yeah, NC State, K-State, this game nationally televised at 3 Central Time tomorrow. K-State Nation, for those of you out there looking to watch this game, I will be at work, unfortunately, but I could definitely, the way my position goes anyways, I would definitely be checking in from time to time, because when I get off, this game should be over, and we're going to have complete reaction immediately following. So the perks, I guess, for tomorrow, the game will be at 3:00 tomorrow, tip off a little bit after that, and then right after I get off work, I will record whatever happens against NC State, immediate reaction to that basketball game as well. Other Big 12 teams who moved on, Oklahoma moved on. They're playing the 5:00 game against Notre Dame. Still talking about women's basketball over here as well. So, man, it's going to be exciting. K-State now has that opportunity to play. Huge spoiler. So hopefully Jeff Mitting and company got a lot of work to do. So we'll see what happens there. But a huge win. Congratulations to K-State women's basketball. We are moving on to take on NC State, the number one seed in the Bridgeport region, tomorrow afternoon, 3 Central Time on ESPN. And immediately following that, I will record after I get off work. Again, this game should be over unless this game goes to overtime somehow. Goes to the overtime. That's a long shot. But we'll see what happens there. But hey, anything can happen in March in case it's giving themselves an opportunity with a spot for the Sweet 16 on the line. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is going to put a wrap on this NCAA edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer the third. Go Cats! Big time when it gets Washington State, NC State. Next!